Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Now, you know, owning a car in Singapore, it's a pretty pricey investment, if you call it an investment. But many have turned to car sharing services, myself included, where there's a need to use a car. You just need to get from point A to point B, right? Easy, right? So there's this new car sharing player that's in the Singapore market, GetGo. They launched sometime in February, and they aim to roll out about 400 vehicles across 300 locations island-wide by the end of March to meet what they are calling a growing demand. The company is dreaming big, by the way. They aim to be the largest car sharing platform here by the end of the year, with a fleet of 1,000 cars across more than 600 stations, going head to head with its established competitors. They currently have about 600 cars in each of their fleets. How does GetGo, with its current fleet, come up against other car sharing services in Singapore? On the line with me right now is To Ting Feng, his Managing Director and Co-Founder of GetGo. Ting Feng, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Edit. I'm very good.
All right. Interesting stuff. You guys want to shake up the game here in Singapore. I guess to start us off, probably not everyone knows about GetGo. Maybe introduce it to us a bit.
Sure. GetGo is a mobile-based car sharing service. So what we do is we allow people to easily access cars all over the island to meet their commuting needs. Our mission is really very simple. We want to give everyone in Singapore the freedom to drive. So we do that via our mobile service.
That's quite straightforward, quite easy. You guys were founded back in August 2020, officially launched last February. How has the pandemic actually influenced the growth of GetGo?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think the pandemic was really both a crisis and an opportunity. So my partners and I have been in the automotive industry for a while now. And post-circuit breaker last year, we saw that there was an increase in the demand for car sharing, right? And I think that was driven by a couple of factors, mainly as a result of many more people working from home. So work has become more distributed. And because of that, people have more flexibility to travel to different areas during the week itself, right? And also, I think another trend was that the pandemic has driven, much wider adoption of digital technologies, and people are more open to using, mobile applications for different services like food delivery, car sharing, so on and so forth. Right. So as a result of that, we thought that there was an opportunity to enter the car sharing market with a more innovative model, one that was more flexible and simple to use, so that we can encourage a widespread adoption of car sharing in Singapore.
Any challenges, though, coming into Singapore? I know that there are some, like you've got the Blue SG thing going on. Any challenges in terms of bringing the product here?
I think the first challenge is obviously to build a superior service. And when we mean superior, we're talking about the customer experience. Because when we looked at the existing options on the market, I think there are certain pain points in terms of getting onboarded to the service, for example, accessing the cars. So our primary focus was designing a mobile service that was really seamless, really simple to use for everyone. Of course, then the next service is to build a brand. So we started pre-launch activities back in December, and we started building up a list of interested users. So by the time we got to launch, we actually had around 14,000 people on our mailing list, waiting to download the app to get started and to get going with us. And of course, lastly is to get cars. But unfortunately, as a result of the pandemic, there is an existing supply of cars in the market.
Yeah.
So we managed to find partners to provide cars to the fleet. Yeah.
Okay. I like how you use the word get going there. But right now, though, after you guys launched in February, what's the take-up been like?
I think take-up has been pretty overwhelming. So in terms of registered users who have downloaded the app and signed up for an official account with us, we have hit more than 15,000 people. And we launched on 25th February. So actually, we have been operational for less than a month.
Yeah.
But we have already clocked more than 4,000 bookings on our platform. And that has been growing week on week. So we are very, very happy, and we're very thankful for the response so far.
Okay, well, do your sales pitch. If I want to sign up, what kind of cost am I looking at? What's the process? Any monthly subscription?
Sure. So our unique selling point is we have three distinctive features of our service. First is that it's simple, right? Simple to sign up, simple to use. So actually, if you want to use our service, all you have to do is download our app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Once you download it, sign out is almost instantaneous if you use MyInfo. So you key in your SingPass, you will get all the necessary information from MyInfo, and you can actually start booking a car straight away. Once you have the app and you're registered, you can search for the nearest car to you or at the place and the time of your choosing. And essentially, all you need to have is the credit card to book the car. We have no membership, so it's super flexible. We have no wallet. You don't have to top up any credit with us, so there's no risk of your money sitting with us. Mm. Basically, it's a pay-as-you-go model. And lastly, our cars are available island-wide. So when you're time for your booking, all you need to do is walk up to the car that you have chosen, you connect to the car using Bluetooth technology using a mobile app, unlock the car. Once you get in, you push the start button, and you're ready to go.
Wow, simple as that. And anyone, you know, anyone who travels knows how convenient these car sharing services can be, especially in Europe, right? Do you expect that to take off very well with the whole pay as you go model? Is this something that you find that your target audience will perhaps find more convenient?
Yeah, I think our users find it, first of all, more convenient, and second of all, they have a peace of mind. Mm. Now, as you're aware, you know, there was a period in time where there were a lot of bike sharing services in Singapore.
No way people to park those deposits. Bikes,
yeah, and then there were tons of bikes, and people put in deposits, but unfortunately, a couple of the companies went under, and as a result, people couldn't get their money back, right? So, a pay-as-you-go model with no monthly commitment really reduces the barrier for people to try the service. So, we really want people to try.
Yeah, it's as good as a ride-hailing app in that sense. You just pay and you're done with it, right? You don't have to put any money in the wallet. I assume data security is a big thing as well for you guys.
Yes, it is, which is why we are compliant with MyInfo requirements and Singapore's PDPA laws, which is why we try our best to encourage our users to use MyInfo. In that way, they don't have to send in photos of themselves. They don't have to send in photos of their NRIC or the driver's license. We just get everything directly from the government in a secure manner.
Much more straightforward that way. I am curious, though, and this might be a bit of a curveball question, right? There is a lot of optimism with regard to car sharing, but you have analysts coming out to say that car sharing firms are going to struggle to get mass market traction. What are your thoughts on this? Would you agree, though?
I think there's some truth in that, but when you look at the larger picture, there are around 650,000 private vehicles in Singapore, right? And that includes taxis and private hire vehicles. When you look at the number of drivers in Singapore, there are actually 2 million drivers.
Okay.
Right? So you have 2 million drivers and probably around 600,000 private car owners. So there is a huge gap in terms of people who have clearly indicated that they would like to drive, but they don't have access to a car, right? So I think there is this very basic desire in people to have the freedom and flexibility of driving. But of course, with the cost of car ownership in Singapore, not everyone can own a car. And obviously, owning a car, it can be quite inefficient as well from a financial point of view. So we believe that there is a space for the car sharing market in Singapore. I mean, we're not competing with, you know, MRTs and buses in the public network, which is great, right? Because those are great for regular commutes, going to work, going to school. But on the weekends, when you want to take your family out or when you want to buy groceries, I think there are many times where you prefer to have your own car. You know when you can leave. You know when you can put the car back. You don't have to wait around for a taxi. You don't have to squeeze in public transportation. That's why we think there's a space for car sharing, especially in Singapore, which is a highly dense city with very expensive cars and expensive land as well.
I actually think, you made me think of a curious question that I've always had. Is it more complicated to do up insurance for car sharing services?
No, the insurance arrangements are taken care of by the car owners. So, I mean, obviously, there are laws in Singapore which require every car to be covered by insurance. So that isn't any more complicated. But it is much easier for the user because basically, the car sharing operator takes care of the insurance, and all you do is to pay for the usage of the car. So you don't have to worry about renewing a premium every year, and you know, finding different quotes. So it's a much more flexible model.
GetGo aims to roll out 400 vehicles across 300 locations island wide by the end of March. That's coming very soon. Where do we go from there?
I think for the rest of the year, our focus is really to continue scaling our user base and our fleet, because we believe that there are some network effect of this business model, right? Mm-hmm. The more cars we have, it will attract more people. And when we do attract more users, each car will get utilized more.
Okay.
So we're really focused on building this economy of scale this year. Of course, in parallel with that, it's really improving our service. Like I mentioned, we are a technology company, we're a platform, and I think the experience of our users when they use our app is very, very important. So we're constantly thinking of new features and new designs to make the experience even more pleasant for our users.
Would you be expanding out of Singapore anytime soon?
I think for now, we're still pretty much focused on Singapore. Many people have asked me this question, and I think the opportunity is always there. I think the key for us is, first of all, to establish a strong base within Singapore, have the technology mature further. And then we can look at overseas markets where, you know, there may be cities with similar characteristics as Singapore.
Mm.
Highly dense population, you know, car ownership is expensive, but yet, you know, people still want to have the freedom to drive. So that's what we'll look at probably next year, next year onwards.
Ting Feng, pardon my indulgence on a bit of a Captain Planet type of question. You know, there is this whole movement to have more EVs, which is going to be more environmentally friendly in that sense. Where GetGo is concerned, do you see a future where all the car sharing services, all the cars that are being shared are all EVs? And is there a timeline that you see that happening?
Oh, definitely. I think even by the end of this year, around half of our fleet will be hybrid vehicles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are starting from. We have not actively started adding EVs to the fleet yet because our goal is always to take cars off the road.
Yeah.
Right. So our primary focus now is to make use of existing cars, cars which are already registered and in Singapore but are underutilized.
Mm.
So that's our initial base. But definitely, like you said, going forward as the EV economy matures, as there are more charging points, I think getting EVs as part of the fleet is definitely part of our goal.
Mm.
I mean, the government has set big goals for 2030, and internally, that's what we are shooting for as well.
All right.
You know, as we refresh our fleet, we will definitely do our best to try and add more and more electric vehicles to the fleet.
Yeah, really just about moving with the times in that sense.
You also need the market to be ready. You also need the infrastructure to be ready. So we see the next couple of years as the inflection point, whereby, you know, it will really be economical for us to provide, you know, electric car sharing.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I've been speaking with Ting Feng, Managing Director and Co-Founder of GetGo. Ting Feng, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.